Okay, so radio, where you are family. My name is Ethan, and I'm chatting to Najib Fakirbakhsh. I think I pronounced that right. He's from Mauritius. Hi, Najib. Could you introduce yourself?
Hello, everyone. I'm Najib, a queer person from Mauritius. I work for an organization known as the Young Queer Alliance. And yeah, I'm an activist, but also I have another working life in the country. And it's I'm glad to be speaking to you. Ethan and to the listeners.
Wonderful. So the reason we're doing this interview is to talk about an event that's coming up called AfriGay, where we're going to be taking some people to Mauritius for an amazing holiday. But before we get to that, I would like to talk to you a bit about LGBTQ life in Mauritius. Firstly, is it safe to be an LGBTQ plus person in Mauritius?
I would not say if you've been doing the documentation about LGBTQ people in Mauritius or the human rights of LGBTQ people in the country, I would not say that it's perfectly safe to be queer in the country. But then, being myself a queer person in the country, I would say that it's particularly safe to be queer in Mauritius, in the sense that people would not necessarily judge you for who you are, or people would not act violent towards you in public, or in case you're like in clubs, in any hotels and stuff like that. Like, people would not be violent towards you. In fact, people would always be warm and welcoming towards any person, because that's a bit of the culture and a bit of the values of Mauritians to always be there and be warm and be loving and be smiling to people and to the guests who come to the country. So it is pretty much safe to be queer in the country, except that, I mean, there are instances where, depending on regions and on a couple of people, it might get a bit hot. That's not like generalized. It's in a very specific, like one or two spots in the country. But then, safe from that, it is quite safe to be queer in the country.
Well, I mean, I think that's pretty much the same as every country. South Africa, the USA, there's certain places where people are a lot more conservative in every country. So I don't think that's particularly different.
Yeah, I mean, I've been to a couple of places around, and like for me, like every time I'm like, when I return back to the country, it's like good. It's like I'm home, despite being a queer person, and despite, like, for instance, homosexuality being criminal, the act of homosexuality to be criminalized in the country. But I always feel like safe to be back, like safer than other places to be back in the country. I mean, you would not find people here who just take guns or sticks or knives to go after you because you're queer. No, that never happens, and hopefully it will not happen.
Okay, so Najib, you are also an activist in the country. And like many African countries, Mauritius is, you know, still in the process or still needs to adopt some more LGBTQ plus affirming laws. And you've actually recently taken it to the Supreme Court. So let's talk about that.
Thank you for mentioning that. I mean, it's great that the information is being relayed in the region. So since a couple of years, we've been thinking about bringing a case to court, basically to challenge the constitutionality of the Section 250, which basically criminalizes the act of sodomy and puts it at par with bestiality, which is quite degrading, quite against the democratic values of the country. It is against the way that people from across many regions who have populated Mauritius. We've come to understand each other despite the differences, and we've come to live together despite the differences. And having this law there in the books, it's like always treating LGBT people as secondary citizens, always having that kind of let's say institutional kind of barrier there on the books, which kind of discriminates against you for who you are, for who you love. And that just does not make sense for us. So we've been preparing around that, and myself, my partner. I mean, I'm not married with them anyways, but like we've been together for like 4 years. Myself, my partner, and two creativist friends of mine, we've decided to approach the Supreme Court and to say that basically, you know, we are who we are. We have the right to privacy. We have the right to choose the person with who we want to be with. And we have the right to sexual freedom and to other freedoms and to non-discrimination. And the fact that this piece of legislation is there in the books actually violates our human rights as a human beings in the country, and that should be struck out or read differently. So we've then approached Tentons. Dentons is the biggest, if I'm not mistaken, the biggest firm across the world of attorneys and lawyers. And Dentons is supporting us pro bono on that. And there is that French motion based law chamber, which is also providing us with support. And then we have the Love, Honor, and Cherish Foundation, which is based in the US, which is supporting us with the different kind of argumentation and the social strategy around the case, and that's really helpful. But then for me, it's not that queer life would be limited to just one section of the law. I mean, we have so many queer-friendly laws in the country, like in terms of employment rights and employment relations. Like you cannot discriminate against hiring a person, or you cannot harass a queer person at workplace. And also there's the Equal Opportunities Act, which mentions sexual orientation, like discrimination based on the basis of sexual orientation. So in the country, you just cannot discriminate against another person on the basis of sexual orientation. So we do have progressive laws in the country. And also finally, it would be more of a policy kind of thing. We have, for instance, trans people who can avail free of charge of hormonal treatment in public hospitals, and also queer people can actually donate blood in the country. That was something that happened when we first approached the Equal Opportunities Commission in 2012, and the verdict was given in 2014. So we've pretty much progressed, but then there are still a couple of things that needs to be done for LGBT people to enjoy fully their human rights, and we are working on that.
Yeah, I mean, in comparison with a lot of African countries, I think Mauritius is, you know, really taking a lot of steps ahead, a lot of steps forward.
Yes, definitely. I think a couple of other African countries also have been moving ahead, such as Angola, such as Seychelles, recently Botswana. So there are positive moves ahead, and for us as well, it's like to be on the same journey with our African brothers and sisters.
Okay, so Radio, you're a family. My name is Ethan, and I'm chatting to Najib. He's from Mauritius, and we will also be talking about the queer life in Mauritius. But first, let's play some music.
Hello, darlings. This is your Queen of the Skies, Kathy Specific here. For the first time in history, an all-gay vacation hits the shores of Africa. Proudly brought to you by AfriGay. Join myself and the seductively saucy trolley dollies as we take you to the beautiful island of Mauritius to experience magnificent sun, sea and surf, a few decadent parties and the chance to make fabulous friends from all over the world. This unique event will be hosted by South Africa's aviation goddesses and your tantalizingly tempting poster girls for travel. For more information, buckle up, bitches, and book your spot at gaysayradio.co.za.
Okay, so Radio, where you're a family. My name is Ethan, and today I'm busy chatting to Najib. He's from Mauritius, and he's an activist there, and also a queer person in the country. So, Najib, let's talk about the queer life in Mauritius.
So, in the country, like queer people, you would find queer people in many spheres of life, and it's not so difficult to identify queer people in the country, given that queer people, queer communities, and subcommunities are quite present on social media. We are quite present in spaces like clubs and restaurants. A couple of us also have hotel managers, hotels, and stuff like that. I mean, we are there in all spheres of life and contributing to the country in our own way. if you'd like to do a quick search on the country and LGBTQ people organizations, you'd find out that there are at least four LGBTQ-friendly organizations in the country. You'd find the Young Alliance, where I'm from. You'd find the Collectif en Conscience. You'd find Assistance Visage, which is an organization for trans people. And also you'd find PILS, which is the leading HIV and AIDS organization in the country, which is very much friendly. So despite being like an island with 1.3 million people, we do have organizations and associations which are there, which are quite structured and which are supportive of LGBT people. So that is there. In terms of the queer life in the country, quite often we do have night parties. We do have prides in the country every year. We do have activities that is being organized, whether it's street advocacy, whether it's like kind of safe spaces, outings and hikings. I mean, all the things happen in the country and often led by organizations, but also led by queer people. I think in end of this month, around the 27th or 28th of September, there would be, for instance, a Black Rainbow night event in one of the clubs in the country. So it does happen, like queer life. There is also cruising places in the country. That's not a secret for queer people. Like if you know where to hang out, and if you're connected to people, so all these things exist in the country, and it's part of the queer life.
So there's this event, AfriGay, that's coming up, and you can find out all the details if you go to gaysayready.co.za/AfriGay. It's an amazing tour taking some gay men up to Mauritius to have an amazing time. So, Najib, I'd like to talk to you about what is it like in Mauritius as a tourist? What are the kind of places that you think people should visit? What is it, you know, what is the country like? We know it's a very beautiful country, so I just want you to describe a bit about that for us.
Oh, it would really depend on the people's interest. What I would love, like what I've always been recommending, actually my queer friends, African or elsewhere, when they come to Mauritius, would be definitely to go by the beaches and to go on the seas, do all the sea-related activities, whether it's skydiving, whether it's in the sea deep walking, whether it's snorkeling, anything that is related to the sea. It can be big games, fishing, like anything related to the sea. Just do it. It would be one of the most amazing experiences that you would ever come across. Speaking about that, it just reminds me of last year, one of my South African queer friend got like celebrated their marriage in Mauritius with their partner. And that was celebrated in the northern part of the country around Kwelemia. And that was an amazing wedding. And after that, there was like all these sea activities and stuff like that. And one of the persons who got married, like the father said that while they were doing like diving, and they were like, wow, there's so millions and millions of colored fishes down there in the water, and that was an amazing experience for them. So sea related activities would be something to look forward to. If you wake up in the morning or like be there in the west at sunset, that would be breathtaking moments for you and for people who you are with when you come here, like memorable moments and picturesque views that we'd have. The other thing would also be to go inland, go to be there in the nature, like at Black River Gorges, go there at the waterfalls. I mean, it's not big waterfalls, but they are very beautiful waterfalls. There is also the different, like the seven colored earth, which is like soil, which is really seven colored, like multicolored. And these are very good attractions in the country. You also have the cultural aspect, the historical aspect, decolonization of the country by the British and the French. And very historic places. You have the Botanical Gardens. You have many small lodges for past governors, which are now museums in the country. You have L'Aventure du Sucre, which is a kind of sugarcane trail kind of museum, which is near the Botanical Gardens. There you'd find rum tasting and sugar and stuff like that, which is produced from sugarcane. Very local thing, local culture. Other things to recommend would be the local food, or that is cuisine créole. I would say, if auditors can understand, it would be more like islanders kind of food, which is there in the coastal regions. Very good island food. That would be amazing, and very good local rum, local beer, local wine. So yeah, look forward to that. It would be great. Else, it would be just to go in Port Louis or any other regions where you'd find a local market and try to enjoy the spices and the different souvenirs that you can take with you. That would be definitely the places to go to when you're in the country.
Wonderful. Thank you so much for the interview, Najib. That was Najib chatting to us all about Mauritius. And don't forget, if you want to find out more and book your space for AfriGay, go to gaysaradio.co.za/AfriGay. GaySA Radio, we're your family. My name is Ethan.